Joining us now is our friend Cindy Landolt. She knows plenty about being a personal trainer and plenty about being healthy. And when you have a look at the photographs, Cindy Landolt, the proof is in the pudding. Although I'd suggest, Cindy, you don't eat too much pudding. Nice to have your company.
Thank you. Good morning, John.
Cindy, how do folks get started? What's our number one step? What do we do if, and I have covered this in the past, but let's be real clear. For our friends who just really want to get started into exercise and they've had no idea, where can we start?
Okay, the most important is you have to get active. Okay, so find an activity that you like. Is it like going for walks? Is it like doing sit-ups and push-ups at home? Or do you prefer going for a swim? It doesn't really matter, but if you want to change something about your health, your shape, first of all, you have to get active and you have to find something that you love to do because you have to be consistent.
Sure, start with the exercise you like. And then, how long do you do the exercise you like and how often a week would you do it?
Well, basically, you can keep on doing it forever. It always depends really on your goals. Do you want to be a great runner? You have to keep on running and improve your running. If you want to get a great swimmer, you have to start swimming and start swimming regularly. It's always important that you don't overtrain, so don't do an activity every day. Give your body enough recovery.
So we need some recovery time. I like that you said that we need to improve it. So let's look at the amount of time per day. So say my preferred exercise, the one that I really love, while I'm getting myself started, is riding a bike. How long should I really be riding that bike for to get myself in the right mindset?
Mm-hmm. I also say again, it depends on the person. If you have not done anything for, let's say, 25 years, and you're overweight, you maybe have a little bit of high blood pressure,
yes,
then you can start with 15, maybe 20 minutes a day on a bike and go very easy.
All right, so the idea is start calm. Let's not do too much in the beginning and then build up.
Yeah, get your body used to the activity or the cycling. And once you have reached a certain level, you can increase the time, the amount, the resistance, and so on.
Now, that's all part of mapping what we do. So let's keep with the bicycle, but it could be any kind of exercise, walking, swimming. So we make a note of how long we've ridden for and maybe even the place that we rode to, so we can be aware of how many hills. Perhaps we could note how many hills we've gone up and down. And then your idea is that you try and improve on that. So you try and maybe do it a bit faster, or you ride for a bit longer, or maybe pick a few more hills. Maybe in the beginning you could only ride one or two, now you can ride more.
Exactly. Maybe you start with not even a hill, just start going straight.
Downhill.
Drive 5 to 10 minutes in one direction and drive back. Then do it for a week, maybe 2 weeks. And once that feels comfortable or almost too light, you can even say, okay, the first 2 minutes, I tried to go faster with a little bit more resistance. And then you come down again.
See. How important is it, Cindy, to have the diary, to put all this into your diary and be aware of how you're going? How important is that?
I think it's very important because we're all really busy. We all have so many things in our head, work, family, hobbies, bills we have to pay at the end of the month, whatever. So how can you really remember everything you have done last week? And if you want to get better and improve yourself, you need to write it down. It's like with anything else, if you don't want to forget it, you have to make a note. And only when you know exactly what you have done last week, you know what to do to improve from last week's training.
I see. So that's why we're writing it down, so we can measure what we've done, and then we can see how it's improving. Now, it's not just a matter of watching how it improves. We need to set goals of improvement. What is an improvement goal? Do you measure it by a percentage, or do you say any kind of increase is a good increase?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not a fan of huge steps within a short amount of time. I always think it's far easier to do many steps, many improvements. They will bring you to your goal. And they will bring you to your goal much slower, but you will always be able to improve mini steps and little increments.
All right, well, let's be clear on this. Say if your bike ride is going to be a 15-minute bike ride, that's step number one. What would be an increase? Are you looking 16 minutes or a 20-minute increase?
Yeah, I think you should go and feel a little bit. But let's say 15 minutes feels very comfortable. You can increase to 20 or 25 minutes. Or you can say in those 15 minutes, you want to pedal 2 minutes as fast as you can, just to get your pulse up to push yourself a little bit more to a limit.
So really, as long as we've got some kind of improvement, and there are various many ways to do it. That's just in bike riding. You can ride harder, you can ride on hills, you can ride longer, ride maybe even with your feet straight. So there's a few things to do there. And we always put it into the diary. How important is it to train more than once in the week? And how many times should you exercise in a week to really be making a difference? Some say every day. What are your thoughts, Cindy?
I think everyday training is not good at all, because again, you stimulate your body when you're active, so when you train, but your body adapts in your recovery time, so when you don't train at all. So if you train every day, your body can never recover. That means you will never progress. So it's actually really important that you find an amount of training that you can keep on doing consistently over a long time.
What's the ideal amount of times? Would you say three or four times?
Ideal would be, it depends also on your job. If you sit in an office all week, it would be very good if you can be active 4 or 5 times a week.
All right. And then the next step is, what can you actually do? So 4 or 5 is the best, but really you can only do 1 or 2. Then I guess you'd be suggesting do that 1 or 2 and make that your standard.
Of course. It's not realistic if you start with 4 or 5 times a week, because you have like this start enthusiasm, and then suddenly you get back to normal life or back to a normal routine, and you lose it all because it was just way too much. You better do the minimum 2-3 times a week and keep on doing that over a long time.
I understand. Cindy, we've got some questions coming through, and I've got a couple of questions for you too, so we'll take a short break. But the questions I have for you is, I've discovered in my conversations that men like to know how to get bigger biceps. They like to say, look how strong I am, and flex a bicep. Maybe it's a vanity thing, but that's certainly what us fellas like. And I have noticed the ladies like a shapely bottom as well. So let's find out from you, Cindy. We'll give you a moment to think about your preferred exercises for those particular muscle groups, and I'll consider what I think they might be. And after the break, we'll put that question to you. Is that all right with you?
That's perfect.
You go make a herbal tea and a protein shake, and we'll be right back here at 6PR. Our friend Cindy Landolt is joining us right now here at 6PR, which is a treat. All the way from Switzerland, in fact. You've got to be somewhere, and she's in Switzerland right now. We'll find out what's been going on in her life recently. I think she's been up to some great, exciting things, training people as well.
Yes.
Cindy, before we went to the break, we gave you the task of helping men and ladies develop areas of their body to make them look better. Men tend to like to build biceps. I've noticed the ladies, certainly my wife, and friends have said, you know, how do you get a more shapely bottom? Have you found that to be the two muscle areas that both sexes tend to concentrate on?
Okay, my main thing, which I say to a lot of people that want to change their shapes, whether it's big arms, a nice round bum, six-pack, whatever it is, you have to build solid and thick muscles before you bother with any kind of detail work. Because if you waste your time in the gym too soon with little isolated detail work, which is almost the case of any bodybuilders or most of the people that train in gyms, you will never get big arms, a round bum, or a six-pack. You need to concentrate on the 5 big compound exercises: deadlifts, rows, squats, bench press, and shoulder presses. Because these exercises train the biggest muscle groups, so all the muscles in your body. So you can stimulate much more muscle growth and stimulation than doing isolated exercises. So let's say you want to have a big biceps, you should do heavy chin-ups, heavy rows, because that's actually a back exercise. But every time you row or do a chin-up, you move your arms, so, or you bend your elbow, which is a biceps exercise. But by doing a chin-up or rowing, you move much more weight that goes through your arms than when you do an isolated biceps curls. So in that case, you can build much better biceps by doing heavy back work. And for a bum, I would always recommend to do heavy squats and deadlifts, because that stimulates more than any other exercise muscle growth, and it shapes your bum more than any isolated bum leg extensions or whatever you can do.
Or some of these little machines we see sold on the TV.
Exactly, it's yes. Total waste of time.
Well, I guess if you're lifting that machine up and down while you're doing the squat, that might make a difference. You talk about heavy workouts. So are we talking serious weights? What kind of weight do you think for you makes for a heavy workout?
Yeah, I mean, it has to be heavy for yourself.
Right.
And also, a person that only just starts with lifting can't lift as heavy as someone that has been training for years. So it's like a constant build-up. But you have to trim it. You have to train so it's heavy for you.
I understand. So you're lifting a weight that has a reasonable resistance to you that you can still hold. Well, we've got some questions here that have come through on the email for you, Cindy. How much protein is enough? How do we know how much protein to have? And then, of course, what kind of protein?
In general, for gaining muscle, keep lean body mass, and also to lose weight, is 2 grams per kilo body weight ideal. That means, let's say you weigh 80 kilos, you need at least 160 grams of protein daily, but you divide it over 5 to 6 meals.
All right, so let's go through that process. For the example of an 80 kilo person, how do we work out that 160 grams of protein?
Say again?
What was the process to work out the 160 grams of protein for an 80 kilo person?
Okay. It is, of course, in order to do that, you need to know more or less what you eat and how much protein are in the products. Let's say a chicken breast, for example, a good chicken breast from like an organic chicken farm contains around 25 grams of protein. So you know when you have like a chicken breast for lunch, you already have 25 grams. You should eat some form of protein in the morning, whether it is a protein shake or some kind of yogurt or scrambled eggs, which is a brilliant source of protein. One egg has got around 8 to 10 grams of protein. So you know you could eat like 3 to 4 eggs every morning, and that's already 30 to 40 grams. And
lovely.
If you like accumulate all that, you will get 260 gram a day.
I see. Well, that certainly makes it easy. We're having protein with every meal. Would that be fair to say?
Yeah, that is very important. Right. Protein with every meal.
I've heard, and it's confusing, the different kinds of protein that are out there when you were talking about protein powders. And the only reason I guess we look at protein powders is they're convenient when real food isn't available. How do we know that we're getting the best? And what is the best protein powder to look for when you're at the shops?
Yeah, there is no best or bad, really. The most available is clearly whey protein, which is like, yeah, it's available everywhere. It's really easy to absorb. So I guess that's one of the best proteins you can get. If you can get like a multi-protein that has got a lot of different proteins, that would be even better. But ideal would be a whey protein.
All right. I like to find the protein that doesn't have sugar in. Have you been surprised how many protein powders from big, well-publicized label names, companies, and they put sugar in, Cindy? What are they thinking?
Yeah, of course. I mean, it also depends. There is protein powders with sugar in it, because there's some heavy lifters, they want to gain weight and they want to gain mass. So you need to eat more sugar than someone that wants to lose weight.
Well, to me,
but of course, most of the people, they are aware of their weight or they want to lose weight, then they should concentrate on protein powders with very, very little or even no sugars in it.
We've got another message here for you. What do you think of high-intensity interval training? And could you please explain what that is, please, Cindy?
I think it's called high-intensity interval training. It's an interval training. It means you start with a pulse on a certain level, and after a few minutes, let's say you're on the bicycle, you increase the resistance and you go much harder than you were before.
Mm-hmm.
So you actually play with your pulse. You want to bring your pulse up and you want to bring it down, and that's an interval. I think it's a good training, but it always depends why you do it. It depends on your goals. Never do like high intensity interval training before or after a leg training, because when you want to increase muscle size and you do cardio or interval training into it, you damage the muscle even more. You can do interval training if you want to burn more fat. It's a great way of training, because it's just more interesting than sitting on a bike and pedaling with the same pace for an hour. But again, it really depends why you do it and what is your goal.
That's right, and it always gets down to the goal. I think this morning I really want to make it clear with our friends tuned in, whether your exercise be extreme or whether you're simply just beginning, how important the diary is, that you write down the exercise, you write down the amount of time, and then you write down your goals that you would like. And do you think your goals ought to be at the end of each week? Do you think each week we could have a goal, or do you think the goal can increase a little bit every single time?
Well, I think your goal every week is to improve the previous training. Because by doing that, 40 weeks, 50 weeks, you have had 50 weeks of successful training. And that's a huge improvement. And that will bring you to the final goal. That will bring you much closer to the final goal.
That's certainly true,
so,
isn't
yes,
it?
So yes, you should always write it down, so you know exactly what you have done last week, and it will improve this week's training.
I love it. I love how simple and clear you make it sound, because that's how it can be. Cindy, what's been happening in your life? Have you been training any famous people? More photo shoots for you?
Yes, I have been. I've done a lot of traveling in July and August, and I have been training some well-known people. I'm not allowed to say who it was.
Oh, really? Any movie stars, or you can't even say that?
Yeah, from TV and politics.
Oh, lovely. How exciting.
I'm not telling anything else.
No, of course. We wouldn't expect you to on the radio. What, do it
but
the
that
break.
Being said, I'm very proud of my regular trainees that even want to train on their holidays, because they want me to travel to, I don't know, Saint-Tropez and England, so they can train in their holiday, and that's fantastic.
That's
they
tremendous.
Don't want to stop anymore.
That's very good, isn't it? That's the magic, that's the bug, but that's what we love to get into it. Cindy, we can find out more about you at your website, Cindy Training. I was about to say Cindy Landall. You're Cindy Landall, but the website is cindytraining.com, right? And
exactly.
On cindytraining.com, there's lots of free information, lots of things that we can learn, and great ideas too. Plus, you make available Skype training sessions as well, so folks can train with you face-to-face via the video camera.
Exactly. They can contact me through my website, and we are going online on Skype, and we can discuss training. I help them setting up diet and nutrition plans.
Very good idea, isn't it? Wow. All right. More fitness to be done. And I guess now you've probably got a quiet evening and you can relax now.
Yes, a little bit.
All right. Well,
I'm
going to go do some push-ups. I'm glad you called, Cindy, and we'll chat again soon.
Okay. Enjoy your push-ups and speak soon, John. Thank you.
All right. I think I'm up to 2,300. No, I'm kidding. I will do some. I had better with the webcam watching me. Cindy Landolt joining us this morning, all the way from Switzerland, Zurich. And find out more at cindytraining.com. inspiring.com. Inspiring, isn't it? And it's very important to be healthy.